From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday on his final day at the Paris Climate Change Summit. They're expected to discuss the fight against Islamic State, as well as the controversy over the Russian plane shot down by Turkish forces last week in Turkey's airspace. On Monday, Obama urged world leaders to rise to the moment at the UN Climate Summit. Obama said the world shares a sense of urgency about curbing fossil fuel emissions and limiting the rise in global temperatures.
Our task here in Paris is to turn these achievements into an enduring framework for human progress. Not a stopgap solution, but a long-term strategy that gives the world confidence in a low-carbon future. Here in Paris, let's secure an agreement that builds in ambition.
The leaders are working to agree on binding measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. Representatives of the United States, South Korea, and Japan will meet in Washington this week to discuss the North Korean nuclear issue. A South Korean official says the envoys are expected to discuss the security situation in the Korean Peninsula and review ways to revive diplomatic efforts toward resolving a deadlock over North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons. The official said the envoys are also likely to reaffirm commitment to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula in response to North Korea's renewed efforts for a peace treaty. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso's former Prime Minister Roch Marc Christian Kabore is the winner of the country's presidential election with more than half the vote. Kabore becomes the West African nation's first new president in decades. In a speech after the results were announced, Kabore vowed to get to work immediately. His supporters celebrated the victory by waving flags and honking their car horns. Kabore served in the administration of former strongman Blaise Compaoré, who was ousted in a 2014 coup. The International Monetary Fund added China's yuan to its basket of key global currencies on Monday, a move that gives a new status to the world's second-leading economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says the decision is an important milestone in the integration of the Chinese economy into the global financial system.
The basket will now include those five currencies, the U.S. dollar, the euro, the yen, the British pound, and the renminbi. And it will clearly better represent the international community based on those two criteria of trade and of freely usable currency.
The IMF's action takes effect next October. The addition of the yuan to the IMF basket could give it new respect in the world financial markets. Leaders of South Asian neighbors Pakistan and Afghanistan met Monday on the sidelines of the Paris summit to discuss a stalled peace process in Afghanistan. The meeting is being held as an icebreaker after months of tensions between the two countries.
Relations between the two countries took a downturn at the end of July when news broke that Taliban leader Mullah Omar had been dead for 2 years. A second round of Pakistan-brokered peace talks between the Afghan government and Afghan Taliban unraveled. Since then, Afghanistan has insisted that it does not trust Pakistan as an honest broker. Afghan President Ghani is planning to attend a conference in Islamabad on December 9th. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Paris.
Indonesian investigators said Tuesday a faulty system on an Air Asia flight led pilots to take action that caused them to lose control of the jet that crashed into the Java Sea last December. In its final report, the National Transportation Safety Committee said the Airbus A320's flight control system had a cracked solder joint that set off alarms. In a prior report, the committee noted the plane ascended deeply, then stalled before hitting the water. All 162 on board died. The World Health Organization is marking World AIDS Day on Tuesday by emphasizing the need to expand antiretroviral therapy to all of those living with HIV. It cites studies that show people who start the treatment shortly after acquiring the virus are less likely to transmit it to others. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.